Easy does it, Thelma. Don't let the batting buckle. That's it. That's good. No, ease up on the pedal.
Oh, Iola, for pity's sakes. I'm sewing a quilt, not crash landing an airplane. Now back off. I knew it was a mistake to enter this damn quilting contest with you.
Now, Thelma, we made an agreement. I was to cross-stitch all the little squares, and then you do the quilting on your zigzag.
Grandma! Can you help me out with a little problem?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Bubba. Thelma's a little busy tonight, but I'm not. What's the problem?
Oh, well, I need 20 bucks.
Thelma?
Grandma?
Bubba Higgins, you're $20ing me into the poorhouse. What's it for this time?
It's for the official Raytown JC sweatshirt. They're in the school colors with Wally the Weasel right on the front.
Who ever heard of a team having a weasel for a mascot?
It's only a junior college. Please, Grandma, come on, please.
Bubba, for heaven's sakes, I'll loan you the 20 just to get you away from the quilt.
Wow, thanks, Miss Boylan. Wally and I won't forget you for this.
Anything for a weasel. And first prize at the quilting fair. There is nothing more soothing than the sound of a singer.
Boy, ain't it the truth. Especially when it's uninterrupted by the sound of a relative. I'll tell you what, Iola, since that boy started college, there are times when this house is actually quiet.
It's true. You know, I hardly ever see Vint and Naomi anymore since they opened up that back 9 holes at the miniature golf course.
God bless that new windmill. After 45 years, it's like I finally got this house to myself.
We're back!
Oh, goody.
Now, don't tell me you two are still sewing on that dang quilt.
Oh, just one of us is.
Hi, Ben.
Iola, boy Skeeter, I had the best time with you tonight.
You just never tire of that putt-putt, do you?
Actually, we spent the last hour at the hospital visiting Darla and her new baby. She had a little girl.
Oh, how much did she weigh?
9 pounds, 10 ounces.
Good Lord, that's no baby. That's a linebacker.
She was the prettiest baby in the whole nursery, wasn't she, sweetheart?
Oh, I don't know. All them little babies look the same to me. Sometimes I wonder if they don't mix them up, give them to the wrong parents. Ow!
I've wondered that myself.
Well, there is nothing more beautiful than the sight of a newborn baby.
Nothing at all. I want one.
One what?
A baby. Oh, honey, me and Darla are the same age, and she's already got 3 kids, and I don't have any. Oh, Vinton, I want one so bad.
Oh, no, you don't. But you don't want to be tied down with a little baby. There'd be no more wild Raytown nightlife. You could just kiss that windmill goodbye.
Now, Miss Harper, the back 9 at the putt-putt pales in comparison to a precious baby. Oh, those itty-bitty fingers, those itty-bitty toes.
Those great big mouths. Squalling day and night, just like Rosemary Peters' new baby.
Oh, yes, that little Garth, he's got a high-pitched squeal. It's like a needle in your ear.
Well, I don't care what you say. I want one. I don't have a home of my own. I have no room of my own. Well, I've got nothing in this life that's mine and mine alone.
Have you tried thinking of your side of the bed as yours alone?
I can't wait any longer, honey. My biological clock is ticking away.
Well, I say hit the snooze button, let that sucker run on down.
This is something between me and my husband, Miss Harper. For your information, we are going to make us a baby. Now, come on, Vin. We've got work to do.
Don't you even think about working with her. You gotta talk some sense into that woman.
Well, Mama, what do I say?
Well, you're the man of the family. Lay the law down. Tell her I won't allow it.
Oh, Mama, I gotta go.
Buster, you better be wearing a shower cap.
Down.
Oh, good Lord, I always scared of you being out of me.
You got no time for kitchen duties? You must get on with your stitching duties.
Well, that's just real funny, Dr. Seuss. I won't do any stitching on that quilt until I've made my family breakfast.
Breakfast is covered. I brought batter for pancakes and waffles, fresh eggs and bacon, French toast, and cereal, hot or cold.
What, no McMuffins?
Grandma, can you help me out with this?
Oh, Mama, I'm sure whatever it is can wait till after a nice hot stack of flapjacks.
Oh, hey, that sounds great.
It sure does.
Sit back down there and sew.
I think I'm gonna have to return my new sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The only size they had left was double extra large.
My word. I don't believe I've ever seen a weasel quite so big.
Hey, do you think Grandma could take it up for me on her sewing machine?
Absolutely not.
Oh, it's 100% cotton. We're saved.
I'll just put it in the washing machine on hot and then set the dryer on high heat. It'll shrink right up.
Great. Thanks, Miss Boylan.
That takes care of the laundry. Now for breakfast. How many pancakes would you like?
Wait a second. I almost forgot. I got a philosophy class at 8 o'clock. No time to eat. I gotta go.
But you can't. I got grapefruit halves. Cherry in the center.
Oh, my, that looks good. With a nice hot cup of coffee, maybe a waffle or three.
It is coffee and back to work for you.
Oh, come on, Niall. Even Betsy Ross ate breakfast.
Oh, all right. I'll bring you something when I make breakfast for Vint and Naomi.
Well, who knows when they'll get up? It's their day off.
Well, I imagine they'll be sleeping in if Naomi has her say.
Shoot, after that talk I gave Vinton last night, you can bet he has put his foot down about all this baby nonsense. Oh, honey, be reasonable!
I don't care what you say about the baby, the answer is no.
Please hear me out.
Naomi, it is final. No son of mine is going to be called Blade.
But honey, Blade is the most popular name on daytime TV.
Forget it. If it's a boy, he'll be Vint. If it's a girl, Vintina.
What do you think, Miss Harper?
I think you both lost your minds. Especially you, Vintina. You two can't have a baby. There is no room in this house.
There's always room for a baby in a house full of love.
What the hell's that got to do with us?
Anyone for some breakfast? I got fresh eggs and bacon.
And another thing, you can't afford a baby.
Why not? We're a two-income family.
Oh, no, don't be thinking you're going to stick me with little Blade while you two go trotting off to work every day.
We are not calling him Blade.
Cinnamon oatmeal, lots of fiber.
I will never go off and leave my newborn. Well, I intend to stay home for at least the first 6 years and nurture him every chance I get.
6 years in this house? Just you and me and baby Machete.
Baby Blade.
I told you we are not calling him Blade.
Vinton, my mind is made up. His name is Blade and that is final.
Oh, Skeeter, hey, why don't we compromise? We'll call him Gillette.
Oh, what am I gonna do? Can you imagine them two as parents? Fenton can't change diapers. He's only just learned to dress himself.
Oh, and what if they got a screamer like poor Rosemary Peters? Naomi could never handle a high decibel baby like that.
Ola, you are a genius.
What did I say? Who are you calling?
Hello, Rosemary? It's Thelma. I say it's Thelma. Yeah. Is that your precious little baby Garth out here in the background? Yeah, Rosemary, I was wondering if maybe I could take that little darling off your hands for this afternoon. Yeah.
Now they're both squealing.
Thelma, you can't babysit. You have a quilt to finish.
It is Vinton and Naomi's day off, and they are going to spend it with Rosemary's baby.
Ola, I'd forgotten babies come with so much paraphernalia.
Thank goodness he quieted down.
That was the loudest car ride of my life.
Well, what's all this?
It's a new vacuum cleaner, Benton. Pick up, baby, you jackass.
Oh, can I hold it?
You better not, Naomi. You might start him crying again.
It's okay, Owl. There, hold him.
Oh, Vinton. Oh, honey, look at this. Oh, isn't this a cutie?
Oh, sure is.
And the good news is you two get to babysit that cutie all afternoon.
Oh, darn it. I wish that we could. But both Vinton and I called in to go to work today.
We figured we could use the extra money for our own little bundle of joy.
And I hope ours is half as sweet as this one.
Goes.
And so do I. Have fun, Thelma.
Iola, you get back here, you rat. Iola, I'm sure you'll quiet down in a minute. Oh, hush up, you little twerp, or you're going to find yourself on someone's doorstep. There, suck on that.
Come on, Garth, give it a rest. It's been 2 hours.
All right, okie dokie, big guy. This little bottle's gonna make us both happy. You're gonna get your tummy full, and I'm gonna have the pleasure of plugging up your little mouth. Oh, all right, okay, all right. I tell you what, sweetie, let's boogie. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream of a bit, make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him 2 lips like roses and clover. And tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman.
Someone to hold would be so beachy before too long.
So please turn on your magic wand. Why, Mr. Sandman?
Hey, great!
Says who?
Grandma, look how Miss Boylan fixed my new sweatshirt.
Yeah, you slammed that door again. She's gone more than your sweatshirt to fix.
Hey, what are you doing? Babysitting?
No, I'm having an affair with a midget. Just hang on to him while I go get his bottle.
Me? But he's crying.
Well, you just remember that awful sound the next time you get the urge to climb in the back seat of a car.
Hey, you're kind of cute.
This isn't too hot. I Ow! Well, good Lord, no wonder he cries all the time. This stuff is god-awful.
Boy, you really conked out. Grandma has that effect on me, too. Well, I better cover you up.
Well, Bubba?
Well, you darling! You got him to sleep.
Nothing to it.
And you covered him up?
With Viola's quilt, you dunce!
Isn't that what a quilt is for?
Go hang up your weasel. Let go, you little rugrat.
Oh, shut up, you crybaby. This quilt is mine.
It's sopping wet. You winky tink on Iola's cross.
Real funny, you little water main. All right, let me just get you changed. Lord, you behave now. No playing sharpshooter with Auntie Phil.
Knock, knock. Has he quieted down yet?
Lord Iola, until today, I didn't know what a blessing the change of life was.
Does sitting down mean that you finished the quilt?
No, but I'm almost done. It's in the dryer.
The dryer?
Well, now relax. It just got a little bit of dampness from the baby.
Dampness? What kind of dampness?
Well, it wasn't Mountain Dew. Get me up here. Well, I'm right behind you.
I cannot believe you put a handmade quilt in the dryer. Where is it? There's nothing here but this scrap of cloth.
You mean this scrap of cloth with the little bitty cross-stitch squares on it?
Quilt! Look what you did to my quilt!
Well, I didn't do nothing. Somebody must have put the dryer on high heat.
Well, I did for Bubba's sweatshirt.
Well, it's all your fault.
It is not. Check the setting before turning on the dryer.
Look at this.
Well, actually, I think it's kind of cute.
You do not cross-stitch 147 hours to end up with cute. You do it to win.
Well, we can still enter the damn quilt contest. We'll just say it's a doll quilt. We'll call it a country quilt for Barbie.
Are you crazy? Barbie wouldn't be caught dead with a quilt. That punked-out tramp sleeps on satin sheets with a different doll every night of the week. Thelma!
Owl, don't you dare slam that door! I'm coming, old yeller!
Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a drink.
Look at this, dear.
They're both asleep.
Yeah. Aren't they cute? They both got a little drool on their lips.
I don't think I've ever seen your mama look so peaceful.
You know, I think a baby in this family is just what she needs.
Skeeter, I think you're right.
So what do you say you and me could
get started right away.
Mm-hmm. Honey, not in front of the baby. Let's go downstairs.
All right.
But you gotta catch me first.
Here I come.
Good Lord, gosh. I was having the worst nightmare. I dreamt Naomi was taking fertility drugs and came home with sextuplets. It's the first time in my life I ever turned down a six-pack.